don't know.
If there was a couple, they were engaged and they were supposed to get married, and instead of marrying this guy, she ran off and married somebody else. Mm-hmm. What would they say she did to him?
Ditched him.
Very good. And if she didn't ditch him, you'd say, well, they went ahead and got
married.
And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is called
the best man. I don't know this stuff.
I don't know that you've done this. And the girl that stands up with the bride.
Maid of honor.
Right. Do you know, have you ever heard of like when people, when people get married, that people come and serenade them, make a lot of noise?
No.
Okay, if you were talking about this is using up and down in terms of direction. I haven't asked you about this, have I?
No.
Okay, if somebody lived south, like say somebody lived in El Dorado, would you say they live, and I ask you where they live, you'd say they live?
Well, are you saying like if I lived in El Dorado, would I say El Dorado or say in the southern part of the state?
Or would you say down in El Dorado? Which would you, ever use down in reference to north and south?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, how would you use up and down?
I'd say El Dorado.
Okay. And would you use, do you just use up and down for direction?
Probably. I would never think of saying.
All right, like if somebody lived in that direction on your street, you'd say they lived?
Down the street.
Okay, in that direction, you'd say they lived?
Up the street.
Okay, so you would use it.
I guess
the
I would
street,
then, I have to listen.
But maybe not.
Not in.
North and south.
No, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't really know the places.
Okay. Instead of saying somebody ate the entire thing, they say they ate the
whole thing.
Like when people get together on the floor and move around, you say they're going
dancing.
To the, right. If children get out of school at 3:00, you say that at 3:00 school does what?
Let's out.
After vacation time, people say start saying, well, when does school
let out?
And if a boy left home in the morning to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say he
skipped school.
And people say they go to school in order to get an
education.
And after high school, people go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
elementary.
And that particular grade would be the
first.
Okay, and the things that children sit on would be called
desk.
And each child has his own individual
desk.
And a building especially for books is called a
library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And oh, you go see a movie at a
theater.
And people have an operation in a
hospital.
Back when people used to catch trains, they'd catch them at the
depot.
Or the
train station.
Right, very good. You know what you call an open place around the courthouse in a town?
Square, town square.
Very good. Something was in the corner of a room and it was, you know, in this direction, at a diagonal. Would you ever say it was sitting kitty-cornered or catty-cornered?
Catty-cornered.
Catty-cornered, you know that. Okay. Before they had buses in town, they used to have
freight cars or what do you...
Street, do you remember what?
Street cars. I thought you wanted to say buggies or something.
Oh,
horse
no, not
buggies.
That part, no. Now, if you were riding a bus or something, you might tell the bus driver, well, the next corner is where I want
to stop or be let out.
Okay, in Pulaski County, Little Rock would be the, as far as...
It's capital.
Okay, or the county seat, is it the county seat?